USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says what Hamas has done in Israel is unforgivable.
The savage attacks that Hamas perpetrated against innocent Israelis are mind-boggling. Slaughtering families in their homes, massacring hundreds of young people at an outdoor festival.
He vows that Israel's actions against its enemies will resonate for generations. He also expressed thanks to President Biden for U.S. support. The death toll nears 1,200, with thousands injured on both sides, and the White House reporting at least 11 Americans among the dead. Following the abrupt outbreak of war in Israel, oil prices are experiencing an upward surge. Analysts are vigilantly tracking the situation, especially in light of Iran's significant role as both a supporter of Hamas and a member of OPEC. Iran has openly voiced its backing for the Palestinian offensive. This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hats into the ring for consideration. Following 2 days of discussions and meetings, that vote may take place as early as Wednesday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, cheated, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship. And tonight's Powerball drawing is offering a staggering prize of over $1.5 billion, marking it as the third largest jackpot in Powerball history. No one's managed to match all six numbers since July 19th. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but shaken after being in the middle of the attacks on Israel from Hamas on Saturday.
The New Jersey Democrat posted a social media video. He recalled jogging when he was told by officials to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack.
There was a sense of fear and worry and a knowledge to many of us that there were horrific things going on around the country at that time.
The senator also described seeing frightened faces of children, families, and many Americans. Booker, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is now home safe. I'm Dave Collins.
The United Auto Workers strike has entered its 25th day, and today union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks joined the picket lines following the rejection of a proposed contract agreement. Across 20 states, thousands of UAW members continue their strike against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and benefits. The Raiders aim to break free from their three-game losing streak as they prepare for Monday Night Football. They will be hosting the Packers in Las Vegas for their Week 5 matchup. On the other hand, the Packers are rebounding from a significant loss to the Detroit Lions in Week 4. A recently uncovered bright yellow coral snail has been christened the Cayo Margarita after Jimmy Buffett's famous song Margaritaville. Florida scientists say the name was an evident choice, giving the snail's vibrant hue and the region. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.